This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
As they get older, many people don't realise their eyesight is failing, and for that reason, day-to-day life can become a struggle. For the people who are aware of their sight loss, life can also be a struggle. It's these two groups that the Optic Project is set up to help. It's a collaboration of five different partners who will all contribute to the programme. Mel Austin is chair of the project. He is 72 years old and blind, so is in a good position to advise.
Working as we do within the industry, as I call it, which actually helps to develop people who are suffering sight loss of one degree or another, and also to help them either to carry on with the ambitions they had before their sight began to disappear, or to help them to new ambitions and probably to things that perhaps they would never have thought of doing.
Through the RNIB group, it's hoped people who are referred to the scheme will grow in confidence. Charity Action for Blind People will be taking care of that, along with practical support to make day-to-day life easier. Age UK and York Blind and Partially Sighted Society will be advising people on how to stay active and socialise as an older person with sight loss, and a telephone befriending service will be on hand to support people from their own homes. So that's what's on offer under the Optic Project banner. But how do people in York and Stafford who fit the criteria make use of it all? Who is bridging the gap? Well, unsurprisingly, all of the above charities are always on the lookout for people who might need their support. But to ensure people who might not be on their radar don't slip through the net, Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service...